It's stupid.
It's pointless.
It's irrelevant.
It's Things That Matter with Mike and Nev. Welcome to the show, everybody. It's a special Independence Day edition of Things That Matter with Mike and Nev. I'm Nevin Barich. He's Michael Feldman. Mike and Nev is brought to you exclusively by mikeandnev.blogspot.com, where you can find this and all our podcasts. Now, Mike, Independence Day, July 4th, America's birthday. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, I'm going to give a little historical lesson here.
Sure.
We fought the British over taxes. They charged too much. We didn't like that. We fought them. We won. Fast forward about 222 years, or 32 years rather. My math is off. I'm a writer. I'm not a mathematician. 230 plus years, and our economy sucks. Has America learned anything in 200 plus years?
No, of course not.
Of course
not. Are you kidding me? No. I mean, look, you know, we still have, you know, what Ben Franklin said. You know, there are only two things that are certain, death and taxes.
And he was right.
He was right, you know?
And the taxes are so bad sometimes, I almost prefer death.
Exactly. So, you know, that's the thing. You know, I mean,
Ben Franklin, I mean, a genius.
Wasn't he?
Really think about it.
Really cool guy.
That was back in the 1700s. He gets that quote, you know, death and taxes. Here we are, 200 plus years later. And it not only holds true today, but holds true more than ever.
Yeah.
I would love Ben Franklin to almost be alive today, just to say, I told you so.
You know, I mean, that dude invented everything from, like, the library, you know, to, I mean, what else did he invent? I don't know.
You know, Western civilization as we know it has become of Ben Franklin.
Right?
Ben, kudos, thank you. Find a way to get rid of the taxes up in heaven if you could, if you're not too busy. Now, fireworks, 4th of July. Okay, you have two things associated. The fireworks that are going on, and I like fireworks.
Yeah.
I love kind of going out with, you know, to the 4th of July, seeing the fireworks, having the good barbecues. But I'm going to tell you what my plans are for 4th of July. Nothing. I am not doing anything.
Right?
I'm going to stay home. I might order a pizza. Maybe I'll venture out to my local McDonald's. Because here's the thing. Every single place is crowded.
Yes.
You're sitting there either trying to get in line or trying to get out afterwards.
Yeah.
The prices are jacked up. Why do we charge so much on our nation's birthday?
It's really true. I mean, you know what, guys? This is a time to celebrate our independence from oppressive governments.
Good point.
Thank you.
Exactly.
You know?
And to raise the prices, that's oppression.
Absolutely,
and
you know?
Really, you know what? We did it against the British. We can do it against our government. Let's raise arms.
And speaking of fireworks, how did this start?
I don't know.
Fireworks get, you know...
Well, according to the Mel Gibson movie The Patriot back in 2000 with Mel Gibson and the now-deceased Heath Ledger, which I was watching the other night.
Okay.
When they declared war, they launched fireworks up in Charleston. Charleston, which quickly fell to the British, like most towns did early on. So maybe that's how it started, that they declared war, they shut off fireworks. Today, we're a nation, we shoot up fireworks. The only difference between now and then is today, we charge you way, way up prices to see those fireworks.
That's true. You know, I don't know. The thing with fireworks are, they're pretty, right?
Very pretty.
They make loud noises.
You can see them from far away.
I have actually seen grown people be sort of awestruck by them and not able to speak while watching them.
Wow.
It's
moving.
Okay.
But
I don't get it.
Yeah, not for $50 a pop.
You know, basically, the way I see it is it hurts my neck to look up. You know,
there you go.
I don't know what to say.
So I'm staying home for 4th of July. Now, speaking, of course, about 4th of July and America, our national anthem.
Okay.
Here's my issue with our national anthem. I like the song. I think it's a good song.
Yeah.
It's catchy, not that long. It's got a good beat. But every time I hear it is sung in a different way.
Right.
Pop stars put their own spin.
Right.
Opera singers put their own spin. Country singers put their own spin. Unlike other nations, if you hear the Canadian national anthem, the Mexican national anthem, the British national anthem, which is about 4 seconds long.
Right.
Everybody sings it exactly the same, and it works great.
Yep.
People are singing along.
Yep.
They love it. It works. Why in the U.S. do we have to put our own spin on things? What's wrong with the song?
I don't know. You know, absolutely. You know, the thing is, two things I can think of super quick. One, as a singer, it's pretty hard to sing.
You sing?
I do sing.
When do you sing? In the shower?
No. I've sung professionally before.
Really?
Yeah.
In clubs?
Stage. No, on stage.
So not in clubs. So,
on stage,
professional. Like in plays.
Yeah.
What have you sung?
All kinds of things.
Bells a couple of notes.
Oh, you don't want
that. Oh, come on. No, you're no fun.
Okay.
You're no fun.
Yeah, maybe late. Maybe on a very special edition of Mike and Nev.
Give us your version of the national anthem.
Well, you know what, guys? Here we go. Write in voting, okay? Since we are talking about independence here, vote on whether or not you want to hear Mike from Mike and Nev sing if we get enough people to vote in and say that they want Mike to sing, I'll be happy to do so.
Right in. I want to hear this. Okay. I want to hear this, and I want to record it.
Okay. Anyways, the national anthem, hard song to sing. Okay, it's actually a pretty difficult, you know, weird chord structure, weird all that stuff. So here's a theory that a lot of the singers that they get to sing the national anthem can't sing it. And
but,
so they
But they're
issues.
Professionals.
Nevin.
How hard can that possibly be?
Nevin.
You're a professional, you tell me.
It's hard.
It's really that hard.
But, you know, I mean, come on. It's also, but also a lot of the time, too, you know, you get these guys who are singing in front of, like, you know, 50,000 people or whatever. You know, they get nervous.
So it's like they're, what, is they're here's my question. You're saying
yeah.
they get nervous.
Yeah.
Okay. But my question is it their shot?
Okay.
They think this is their chance to make it big by singing the national
right.
anthem, put my own little spin.
I guess. You know, the other thing I'd have to guess, though, British national anthem. Right? You know, I mean, I don't know, other national anthems. Been around for a long time.
True.
America's been around a couple hundred years,
mm-hmm.
right?
And we're still dealing with taxes.
Yeah. So, you know, we're still youngins, and we don't really get our national anthem yet. Or maybe we haven't, you know, come up with a you know, firm thing.
It's been 232 years.
Yeah.
I got my math right now.
Okay.
232 years,
yeah.
and we're still struggling with our national pride.
Is it any surprise?
No, it really isn't.
That's
what's really sad. Yeah, death and taxes, people. Ben Franklin said it.
Unbelievable.
We always encourage letters from our listeners. You can write us in a couple of ways. Send us an email to mikeandnev@yahoo.com or leave us a comment at mikeandnev.blogspot.com. This week's letter comes from Oberon in Texas. I love the name Oberon.
Wow.
What a great name,
wow.
Oberon. That is only in Texas can you find the name Oberon.
Very Shakespearean.
And he hit upon our topic of a couple weeks ago. We spoke about whether there was any such thing as a bisexual male.
Yes.
We agreed that there were bisexual females. That was pretty common. But we posed the question, with men, are they either gay or are they straight? And we actually got a number of comments on this issue.
Okay.
But we're going to read today's Oberon in Texas. And he writes, "Dear Mike and Nev, most certainly there are bisexual men. I'm not one of them.
Oh.
I'm 100% gay. But the fact remains that bisexual men exist.
Mm.
I actually believe that bisexuals make up the largest sexuality around. Sadly, with our society, they can't openly be themselves. We are still stuck in the same roles that the Victorians dictated we should follow.
Mm.
But all in all, good for you guys asking. The only way to combat ignorance is to ask questions. Kudos to you both. Mike, kudos to you, for Mike and Nev are bringing down the walls of ignorance."
Unbelievable. You know, where were we, right, you know, when, like, the Berlin Wall was up? You know, it could have gone down so much faster.
It really could have, because all we had to do was speak about it, and we bring those walls down.
Excellent.
And that's what we like to do here. We'd love to bring these forth for discussions, the probing questions, because you shouldn't be afraid of who you are.
No.
We promote admittance. We want to put the stereotypes out there.
That's right.
In front of all the views.
What I'm going to say to Oberon super quickly here, and first off, again, wonderful name, Oberon. You know,
love
I mean,
it.
You know, I hope Titania's doing good. Let me just say, though, the thing is, you know, bisexuality, right, is different, I think, having gone to a school that was a very gay-friendly, you know, very gay-friendly school.
Sarah Lawrence in New York.
Sarah Lawrence College in New York. You know, I think there's a difference between truly being a bisexual and, you know, someone who really is attracted to both sexes and someone who just was, you know, was brought up in a household where homosexuality wasn't a part of life, wasn't
mm-hmm.
a thing.
It wasn't allowed.
Right. And so maybe, you know, maybe they truly are homosexual, you know, don't know it,
mm-hmm.
right? And so they get to, you know, out into the real world where now, you know, thankfully, you know, homosexuality is more accepted and more explored.
Including
and, you know,
in Texas.
Especially in Texas. And, you know, maybe it's like they're just not sure.
But we should definitely give Oberon's words great weight, because remember,
yes.
he is 100% gay.
Right.
We are not,
no.
as we like to try to point out on almost every single show.
Yes.
Nothing wrong with Oberon
no.
at all. We
absolutely
love
not.
our gay and lesbian
we
listeners.
Do.
We love our bisexual
I
listeners.
I also love my bisexual women, apparently.
Hey. All good.
Out there.
That's right. Mike Love, he points out almost every single show
yep.
that he has bisexual friends.
I just had to
he loves pointing that out to him to show how well-rounded he
yes.
was. Did you know he went to Sarah Lawrence College in New York?
I did. That is where I met most of my bisexual female friends.
If this is your first time listening to Things That Matter with Mike and Nev, you're going to hear that every single week. Believe you me. Well, folks, that's going to do it for a special Independence Day edition of Things That Matter with Mike and Nev. Don't forget to listen to us at mikeandnev.blogspot.com. For Mike, I'm Nev. It's the Things That Matter.